Fox Sports Update on KPRL, brought to you by Deeds Bar and Grill at the Paso Robles Golf Club. Great food, great view, great people. Prime Rib Monday, Taco Tuesday, Wine Down Wednesday, and specials Thursday through Saturday.
From the Fox Sports Studios in Los Angeles, here's Dan Beyer.
Nebraska has given head football coach Matt Rhule a two-year contract extension, with reports saying his deal now runs through the 2032 season. Rhule's buyout now worth $15 million if he were to leave Lincoln after this season, according to ESPN. Arizona Cardinals quarterback Kyler Murray's on track to start against the Cowboys on Monday night. That's the message from head coach Jonathan Gannon. Cardinals were without Murray for a couple of contests because of a foot injury. Bengals quarterback Joe Flacco was spotted on the practice field today, as his status for Sunday's game against the Bears is up in the air because of a shoulder issue. No Isaiah Pacheco on the practice field for the Chiefs today. He injured his knee in Monday's win against the Commanders. Week 9 starts tonight as Lamar Jackson returns as the starter for the Ravens. They're in Miami to face the Dolphins at 8:15 Eastern. The Washington Nationals have hired 33-year-old Blake Butera as their new manager. He becomes the youngest manager in the big leagues in the past 50 years.
Fox Sports Update on KPRL, brought to you by Deeds Bar and Grill at the Paso Robles Golf Club. Great food, great view, great people. Prime Rib Monday, Taco Tuesday, Wine Down Wednesday, and specials Thursday through Saturday. Today in Farming on KPRL is brought to you by Paso Robles Glass, established in 1947, always up on the latest technology and training. They do windows right. Call Paso Robles Glass, 805-238-4014.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson, and this is your Agribusiness Update. Native to North America, pumpkins are truly an American crop, one of the continent's oldest cultivated plants and a symbol of fall. In 2021, nearly 94 million people plan to carve pumpkins. Pumpkins are grown across the country on more than 68,000 acres, producing roughly 1.4 billion pounds in 2024. Illinois is by far the top pumpkin-producing state, with 90% of its crop going to pie filling and canned products. Clean Fuels Alliance America wrote to U.S. Trade Representative Jamison Greer, asking him to close a loophole in the administration's reciprocal tariffs. Under the executive order, diesel and renewable diesel are both exempted from reciprocal tariffs under the harmonized tariff schedule. The letter states this loophole invites duty-free access to the United States for imported renewable diesel, putting U.S. biodiesel, renewable diesel, and sustainable aviation fuel producers at a competitive disadvantage. Dr. Daryl Peel, a livestock economist at Oklahoma State University, says despite some U.S. beef producers' dislike of importing beef, imports play an important role in meeting consumer demand. Peel told the Radio Oklahoma Network those animals produce thousands of different products, but that mix of products doesn't always match what beef consumers prefer. Peel says Argentina's contribution to U.S. beef is small, about 2.1% of our total beef imports.
The best place to reach a farmer with a farming solution message is when they're, well, farming. It's easy to find them during the day, as most farmers are behind the wheel of their pickup truck or farm equipment with the radio on, listening to this station for the Ag Information Network of the West News. So reach real farmers right here, right now, as they listen to what's important to their farm operation. Give us a call and we'll connect you with our local farming community. They trust us, so they'll trust you. For the last 40 years, the Ag Information Network has been the source of news for farmers and ranchers. Yet we have never seen such an assault on farming and our food supply as we do today. From fuel to fertilizer, farmers are facing unprecedented economic challenges. This is why agriculture news that farmers receive comes from the Ag Information Network, reaching coast to coast. Deep roots in farming and decades of reporting, the Ag Information Network, trusted and transparent journalism for generations.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your Agribusiness Update.
Today in Farming on KPRL is brought to you by Paso Robles Glass, established in 1947, always up on the latest technology and training. They do windows right. Call Paso Robles Glass, 805-238-4014.
This Fox Business News Update on KPRL is brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
I'm Stuart Varney, and this is the Fox Business Report. The major averages are mixed, with tech stocks declining as shares of Meta Platforms and Microsoft fall following the release of their quarterly earnings. In the meantime, the world's most important trading relationship is improving after the first face-to-face meeting between President Trump and Chinese leader Xi. The president said China had agreed to buy large quantities of American farm products and to ensure steady supplies of rare earth elements used in many industries. And shares of Cigna are tumbling over 13%. The health insurer posted higher profit and revenue in the third quarter, but the company warned that profits for its pharmacy benefits business will fall next year. And the average rate on a 30-year mortgage fell for the fourth straight week to its lowest level in more than a year and dropping to 6.17%, according to Freddie Mac. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Hillary Barsky, invested in you.
Rising debt, stock market swings, and global shocks can affect your retirement. But even in this economy, there's still opportunity. Protect your retirement with a secure, tax-advantaged gold IRA. Instead of leaving a 401k or IRA at the mercy of markets, hold physical gold or silver. Real protection for your future. And Noble Gold makes it simple. Visit NobleGoldInvestments.com and chat with a specialist. The conversation is free, and the peace of mind is priceless. NobleGoldInvestments.com. Past performance may not be indicative of future results. Investing in precious metals involves risk. Consult your financial advisor before making investment decisions.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
Welcome to the All-Star Moments of Freedom. Now, if your happy place is somewhere you unwind with a cold drink, delicious food, and sports on more LED screens than you can shake a remote at, well, in the sports bar, Chumash is your new escape. Doesn't matter if you're cheering on your favorite team or just enjoying the vibe. It's game on, friend. And hey, welcome to freedom. Must be 21 or older. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, it's Alex at Glen Repair and Rental. It's fall in football, and everyone knows what that means. Leaves are falling while lawns are growing, so make sure you have all your essential needs, like leaf blowers and lawnmowers. And don't forget, with our extended heat and fire season, be prepared with a water pump and a generator to aid with all of those unexpected emergencies. Here at Glen's, we look out for you and your honeydews with a wide selection of rental equipment. So come on down to Glen's at 5025 El Camino Real in Atascadero, and we will see you soon.
John Stafford Construction and Pest Control, locally owned and operated for over 20 years. Combination of construction, whether it's new construction, remodel, and concrete work, along with pest control, including termites and bird control, and more. Get it done the right way and on time. John Stafford Construction and Pest Control, the one call that does it all. Give John a call, 466-8667.
This is Sunny from The Floral Parlor. Have you ever wondered why memorial flowers are chosen from a book? It seems so impersonal. Your loved one was one of a kind. Their celebration of life should be just as unique. Whether they were a rugged cowboy or a sweet grandma who loved tulips, we take the time to learn about their life and create floral designs that tell their story. Let The Floral Parlor create something special within your budget that adds value to their remembrance. The Floral Parlor in downtown Paso Robles.
I think I heard you coming.
Join us as we honor our veterans and first responders at Salute to Our Heroes, Saturday, November 8th from 10 to 3 at the Estrella Warbirds Museum on Dry Creek Road, Paso Robles. Admission is just $10 and includes both the Warbirds Museum and Woodland Auto Display. Veterans and kids under 12 are free. Enjoy military displays, parachute drops, reenactments, a show and shine car show, and a fun kid zone. Food and drinks are available. Don't miss it. Get tickets now at salutetoourheroes.org.
Hi, it's Mimi at A-Town Diner. I'm here to tell you we're bringing back the old. That's what we've done here at A-Town Diner in Atascadero. We brought back the early bird special for you early risers. Our delicious dinner menu starts at 4 o'clock daily, and we have a homemade soup of the day. We have also added some new. You can now order your to-go orders online at atowndiner.com. We offer discounts to active and retired military. Have a nonprofit or youth group fundraiser? Come see us. We are here for the community at A-Town Diner in Atascadero.
Sometimes I think we need to remind ourselves of what it is we're trying to preserve in this country. I'll be right back.
Reagan, in his own voice, is brought to you by Mills Construction. For architectural, metal, roofing, and siding, call Aaron at 610-1256.
Every once in a while, all of us native-born Americans should make it a point to have a conversation with one who is an American by choice. It can do a lot to strengthen our resolve to be free for another 200 years. In a dinner at Mount Vernon back in Revolutionary times, Lafayette turned to his host and said, "General Washington, you Americans, even in war and desperate times, have a superb spirit. You're happy and you're confident. Why is it?" Washington answered, "There's freedom, there is space for a man to be alone and think, and there are friends who owe each other nothing but affection." So simple an answer and so true. Now, 200 years later, our self-respect as a nation has undergone a strain. At times, it has seemed as if the symbol of American power has become our departing ambassador, flag under his arm, boarding a rescue helicopter. But there's an awful lot of that other America still around. Like beauty, it may be in the eye of the beholder. A few years back, a woman who had fled from Poland wrote a letter and said, "Among some of our American-born friends, it is not fashionable to be enthusiastic about America. There's Vietnam, drugs, urban and racial conflict, poverty and pollution. Undoubtedly, this country faces urgent and serious problems. But we newcomers see not only the problems, but also solutions being sought and applied." She goes on to say, "I love America because people accept me for what I am. They don't question my ancestry, my faith, my political beliefs. When I want to move from one place to another, I don't have to ask permission. When I need a needle, I go into the nearest store and get one. I don't have to stand in line for hours to buy a piece of tough, fat meat. Even with inflation, I don't have to pay a day's earnings for a small chicken. I love America because America trusts me. I don't have to show an identity card to buy a pair of shoes. My mail isn't censored, and my conversations with friends aren't reported to the secret police." Well, on July 5th, the London Daily Mail filled its editorial page with an article by Ferdinand Mount in which he sharply criticized his fellow Britons and other Europeans who delight in lambasting the United States. He said, "What the world needs now is more Americans. The United States is the first nation on earth deliberately dedicated to letting people choose what they want and giving them a chance to get it. For all its terrible faults, in one sense, America still is the last best hope of mankind because it spells out so vividly the kind of happiness which most people actually want, regardless of what they're told they ought to want." He concluded by saying, "We criticize, copy, patronize, idolize, insult, but we never doubt that the United States has a unique position in the history of human hopes, for it is the only nation founded solely on a moral dream. A part of our own future is tied up in it, and the greatest of all the gifts the Americans have given us is hope." Thank you, Mr. Mount. We needed that. This is Ronald Reagan. Thanks for listening.
Reagan, in his own voice, brought to you by Mills Construction, specializing in pre-engineered metal buildings. Call Aaron at 610-1256.
KPRL presents Sound Off, the longest-running radio talk show in San Luis Obispo County. Sound Off on the North County's choice for local talk, KPRL. The views and opinions expressed on Sound Off do not necessarily reflect those of KPRL, its management, staff, or sponsors.
Sound Off on AM 1230, KPRL, and 99.3 FM is brought to you by Davis Body Shop, your auto collision specialist in Paso Robles and Atascadero.
This is Sound Off, where the North County comes to talk on The Right Choice, KPRL.
Welcome to Sound Off. My name is Karen Veely. I'm your host on Wednesday and Thursday afternoons. I'm also an investigative reporter with Cal Coast News. Go to Cal Coast News. There is no paywall. And today I have the co-founder of Cal Coast News, Dan Blackburn, on the show. And Dan, remind me, how many years did you work as a journalist?
I don't know, 500. It was, I guess, in a sense, I'm still kind of doing it, so I haven't really put a tail end on it, but let's say 50 to 55 years.
So you've had a long-standing time as a journalist. You also wrote a best-selling novel about a serial killer that you personally met while working.
Yeah, it wasn't a novel, I don't think. Some people may have thought it was. It was a true-to-life story. I tried to be as factual as I could with it, yes. So I wrote the book, and I did a few years, 5 or 6 years, in state government. I was a senior consultant to a Senate Rules Committee, so I had kind of an inside view of politics at that point. I spent a few years at the Metropolitan Water District of Southern California, so I have a fairly broad perspective of politics in the California's water community. So I have kind of a checkered past. My dad used to wonder if I could keep a job, but every time I seem to move in jobs, I seem to move up. So I've been very lucky in that respect. But mostly I have done in my life what you are doing, which is reporting and trying our best, as I know you do, to present the facts as unbiased manner as you possibly can and report information that's important to the community. So thanks for having me aboard here today. I understand your route here was rather touch and go, too. You and I talked last a few minutes or a while ago. You were stuck on the freeway. So I'm glad to see you made it to the microphone.
I was a bit nervous. I was down in the South County. Dan,
we were talking about maybe doing a three-way conversation to get all phones and handling it, but didn't seem practical. I'm glad you're there.
I am, too. And what is the name of the book? And I didn't mean to call it a novel. It's an extremely riveting book about a murder. Not one murder, multiple murders. What was the name of the book, and where can people find it?
Well, the book was Human Harvest, The Sacramento Murder Story. And it's actually on Amazon. You can find it for, I don't know, $1.50 or something like that online. You know, in a file. So anyway, it's there. It's I was kind of a one-hit wonder. I had a nice contract going on a second book, and my publisher ended up going bankrupt, I guess. A little too ambitious with his marketing. Anyway, that's an old story. It was a great experience. I now know what it's like to be called an author. But I'm sure the listeners don't really care too much about this. I've been amazed, Karen, lately at the news that you've been producing, because I'll tell you, one of those stories just knocked me to my knees. I've seen a lot of stuff. In fact, I think you just allowed me to outline a bit of my life, so obviously I've been around a bit. But the story about this former teacher... It just stunned me, and I understand you've had some folks unhappy with the story itself, too, but I'll tell you, when I read it, I had to stop and realize that these kinds of people actually exist. You know, you kind of know it intellectually, but to read about this and to realize that this guy is absolutely serious in what he's discussing, it was... breathtaking isn't the right word.
And it's interesting. It did make that one of the things that Dan and I are going to be talking about is what some of the old rules of journalism are, which I think need to still be the rules of journalism. This story is former teacher prayed to Satan for a boy to torture kill. We cannot give too many details on the radio because there could be young people listening. Somebody could have the radio on in the background. In the story, we have a warning. It says, this article describes graphic and disturbing videos and conversations regarding sadistic abuse of children and satanic worship. This is a man who was teaching at an elementary through junior high school in Santa Maria. He lived in Napomo. He was... distributing horrid child porn, not child porn is bad in all regards. But when you have infants as young as two and very brutal, very sadistic types of behaviors, and you have a group of people that he was sharing this with who were Satan worshipers, many of them had some of the same predilections he had. This man went as far as getting cages for kids to keep a kid. He talked about trying to abduct a child around the age of three, talked about how he would torture and kill the child. And I couldn't even put that part in there. My issue is I put more in than I usually do because there was an argument. Should this guy, he could have gotten as much on all the charges, which he pled guilty to everything, 18 years and 4 months. Probation wanted to give him 8 years. Dan Dow said, if you're going to not give him the full, give him 13. And the judge decided not to put in the sentencing some of the, what do you call it? You have their charges, and then you have the, I can't think of what you call it. You have things that you can use to make it higher because of what he had written and what he had done.
And enhancements.
The judge decided not to do the enhancements, and this man received 8 years and is going to be out soon. But what I was going to talk to you about, Dan, I had one woman call me screaming at me. She just said, you know, this is bad. You're now a pornographer. And I said, no, I'm putting out the facts. And she said, no, you're a pornographer and you need to take this down or take most of it out. The public doesn't need to know this. I believe the public did need to know this and that it was important. But she went to several social media sites and asked people to contact me and asked me to take it down. And everyone that contacted me that read her post asked me not to take it down and told me it was important. I am surprised on the attitudes.
Well, you know, people see pornography differently. Your recitation of the facts, in fact, I'll bet that some of your listeners were cringing during your minute or so discussion of the story. But the point is, it's not the story that's making them uneasy and queasy. It's the facts of the story. It's the facts that a human being like this actually exists, could be living down the street, could be teaching your children. And you don't think that's an important thing for people to understand? I mean, as unpleasant a thought as it is, that, you know, it's not always the crazy uncle. These other people exist out there, too, and they're always thinking about how to do what it is they want to do. It's an obsession. I've interviewed enough people who are involved in, you know, imprisoned for, I guess I should say, sexual issues. And, you know, they, no matter what they say generally, their thoughts are about how to get out and continue whatever it was they're doing. It's their nature. I'm an old guy, but when I read your story, Karen, I could not believe that I was actually wondering why I didn't know that these kinds of people existed. I mean, this is way beyond anything I ever imagined, quite frankly.
Do you remember years ago they said that this idea that there's a group of Satan-worshipping pedophiles is untrue? And
yeah, well,
this took that back.
Written off. Yeah, it's always kind of been written off as like a conspiracy concept. You know, people imagining things beyond where they are. But this one was unimaginable. I mean, and the fact that he actually had a circle of, I don't know, similar perverts to correspond with and to talk about these different kinds of things is even more alarming because, you know, think about it as a secret. You tell one person a secret, and pretty soon two people know it, then four people, then eight people. I don't think it's any different with this way. These people seem to find each other, and that's kind of almost the scarier part of it all. I would advise your listeners, if they haven't read this story on Calcos News, go do it go read it and see if you get the same impression that I did and that I think Karen did, that it's not only a repulsive story, but it's one that needed to be told. And it's the kind of story that kind of tests journalistic limits. For example, should Karen have made a decision on her own that she should not run this story? Well, obviously, she's the decision maker, so she would be the one to do that. But why would she do that? And the bottom line is, she wouldn't. Because, again, this is community news that should be known. All news isn't good. And this is one of those instances. But again, you know, if the coyotes are coming down the hill, somebody, the sheep better know about it. You know what I mean? Yeah. We have to know who's around us. Not to the point of paranoia, but just, you know, intelligent recognition.
And the way, I do want to give a shout out to the sheriff's department. There was a deputy driving on a road in Napomo. He saw a car, thought the man was doing something untowardly, caught him with watching child porn, arrested him, and then there was another investigator also that worked with him. This deputy, female deputy, watched, I think there were almost 3,000 videos. She watched the different videos, and I'm telling you, I didn't put the worst video. I put information about two of the videos. They were much worse. I had to literally leave my home, take a walk, and stop working on this. It was so upsetting. But I want the public to know. And I wanted people in the courtroom to know. The judge ended up giving him 8 years. That means he'll be back in our community in about 3.5. And he was speaking with others about buying a van, making a cage underneath the van where they could drop kids in, and kidnapping children in a van with other men that had the same feelings as he did. And they have evidence that he was calling these people. One of the things this man did is he was on these private chat rooms where these people can talk and no one can see them. But he put in his notes, he would jot down his prayers to Satan. And then he would, he also in his notes had all his passwords and friends listed. This was an incredible, I think this was incredible sheriff work.
Yeah, it sounds like it. I mean, when you're in the presence of a rat, hopefully you know it. And she certainly did. That was, again, coincidental. And that's kind of scary in and of itself, too. Had that guy not stopped in that particularly lonely location and been spotted by the deputy, guess what? He'd still be out there. And that's kind of terrifying in and of itself.
And the fact that he had purchased two cages. He had child-sized cages that couldn't be unlocked from inside the cage, only outside.
Yeah, that was a prelude to action. Not to say he hadn't done something before. I guess that's not known.
He seemed in his conversations with others to say that he had slept with like a 16-year-old, but he had never had. He wanted a 3-year-old, and he was praying to Satan to get a 3-year-old, and he hadn't yet at this time gotten one, but was working on it.
I will always wonder what warps people to this point. It'll be a mystery forever.
It definitely would. But again, it's the most important thing in the news is not to promote. Sometimes you're putting the news out that you believe is important to the community. Yeah. You're not saying, they may not like reading this. They have to know, I think, who this man is. Because you can have someone that's in trouble for child porn, and they're watching a 16-year-old. You know what I mean? It's a different, the violence and the plans to do criminal activity, this is very different.
Yeah, and it's got kind of a very weird twist that makes it, I suppose it makes it attractive to these people, but it's this devil-worshipping concept. It's probably some sort of a permission impulse. I'm not sure. but obviously this isn't a man who should be around children. And I have a feeling that even if he only spends 3 of his 8 years in prison, those might end up being very unpleasant 3 years.
I absolutely agree. They do not like this type of person in prison. We're going to take a word from our sponsors and be back with more with Dan Blackburn.
Davis Body Shop wants you to know what to do after an accident. Make sure you exchange insurance information and get the agent's name and phone number. Know the year, make, model, license number, and color of the other vehicle involved. Get the name, address, and phone number of all witnesses and write down the police officer's name and badge number who investigated. Then, call your insurance agent and let them know that your car will be repaired at Davis Body Shop. Remember, it's your choice as to where your vehicle is repaired. Davis Body Shop will assist you in completing your insurance paperwork and make sure it's filed properly. At Davis Body Shop, they know what to do. Davis Body Shop on El Camino Real in Atascadero and on Theater Drive at Paso Chevrolet. Closeouts will save you lots of money, says Rich London, the mattress specialist.
I still have a few of my closeouts left. If you're looking for a Cal King or an Eastern King, and I got a couple queens left as well, I got closeouts on major brands, Beautyrest, Sealy, Stearns & Foster, and they're all on sale. So come on in as soon as you can and save a lot of money.
The mattress specialist is at 13th and Riverside in Paso Robles.
Wesley here from Stove and Spa Center. I just wanted to thank you for letting us make your life more comfortable for 35 years. You can see and explore all of our hearth products, wood, gas, pellet, and electric, to keep you warm and cozy during cold and wet winters. Or maybe you're looking to enjoy the benefits of what hot tub's soothing water can do for your body and to melt away the stress that living today brings on. Or perhaps you want to get in better shape this year by exercising in one of our swim spas. There are many models and sizes. We even have models with treadmills built into them. We have a large showroom with lots of the products we sell. Plus, lead times to get products have been greatly reduced. And of course, you can still get all the supplies and even get your water tested for your pool and spa. Open Tuesday through Saturday. Come check us out at Stove and Spa Center, 7485 El Camino Real Atascadero, between Burrell and Moore Roads. All products we offer are on our website at stoveandspa.com.
From Paso Robles wineries to Atascadero's storefronts, the right display transforms your property into a holiday destination. Guests stay longer, spend more, and share in the experience. The holidays aren't just about light. They're about memories those lights create for your guests. I'm Aaron King with Slow Holiday Lights. We provide a red carpet holiday service so your business can shine without the stress. We handle everything you need to make this holiday season the most memorable yet. This season, roll out the red carpet for your guests and make your business the place that everyone remembers. Look us up at Slow Holiday Lights. That's Slow Holiday Lights.
Vicki Silva is your North County real estate professional with over 40 years of real estate experience in Paso Robles and the surrounding North County communities. Selling your home can be a life-altering experience, so it's important that the sale is handled with care and professionalism. Let Vicki Silva take care of it all for you. Give her a call today at RE/MAX Parkside in Paso Robles, 805-610-2650. Vicki Silva, 610-2650.
Welcome back to Sound Off. My name is Karen Vealey, your host on Wednesday and Thursday afternoon. Today I have the co-founder of Cal Coast News, Dan Blackburn. We worked on many cases for years, and we used to have these discussions. Do you remember sometimes we'd say, how far do we go on this?
Oh, sure, absolutely. I mean, always a always a question, particularly when you're working on a complicated or controversial story, which we always seem to get involved in for some reason. Yeah.
Well, you know, you learn pretty early on. You write a story about Johnny making, hitting a home run and helping win a game, and his parents and some of his friends read it, and you write a story that Johnny was taking steroids and won the game, and everyone wants to read it.
Well, probably the reason that, as a genre, true crime is a very popular thing with a lot of people. So I guess there's a fascination with people doing things that most of us wouldn't do.
And one of the other things that we have some people wonder about is they want to know why we're covering something. For example, I wrote a story about a man from Iran who was picked up when President Trump ordered the bombing of Iran. They went and they picked up hundreds of Iranians that were in the country that did not have full residency. And
you're talking about federal authorities.
Federal authorities. So, for example, in all the months before, maybe they picked up, and I'm going to be off, but maybe they picked up 30 people. You know, one day they'd pick up one. You know what I mean? They weren't picking up Iranians. When the bombing occurred, it was almost 300 that day. And he was one of them picked up on that day. And I talked about it. And I had a number of people send me text messages and emails saying, well, don't you know your audience? They are more conservative and they don't want to hear this. I look at getting the news out, even if it's not, I don't want to, it's not about skewing it to the right. It's not about skewing it to the left. It's about putting the information out to the community.
Yeah, and I wouldn't say that being somewhat sympathetic to somebody's plight, no matter where they're from, should be considered something that is anti-conservative. You know, most conservatives that I know are kind people. You know, obviously that thing flared up because this guy, you know, was an Iranian. And I guess we as a people, like it or not, we're very tribal. We're tribal in our own neighborhoods. We're tribal in our communities. We're tribal in this country. And I don't know that that's anything that's ever going to change because it's kind of like always been that way. A lot of the reaction to your story, I think, was directly tied to the fact that this guy is a foreigner, or was a foreigner. You know, he was, I don't know, was he a citizen? It really makes no difference.
He left, he was Baha'i, and that is a very, the Iranian government wanted to kill the Baha'is and the Christians. He left when he left Iran when he was 15, his entire family fled. And he went to Germany first and somewhere else and then came to the U.S. And then he got in trouble for some minor incidents and they were going to deport him. And they said, we have nowhere to send you. We don't work with Iran. We can't. We have nowhere to send you. We'll give you a card. You can work. We'll give you this, this, and this. And you check in every 6 months. The man's in his 50s now. He's been checking in every 6 months. He has children, 4 children that are young, 6 months old to 7. Charges had been expunged. Now a judge has gone as far as vacating them, and he's applied for full citizenship as married to an American. But it's a tough story, and there are people that are very worried about Iranians, but I don't think he's a sleeper cell after 30 years.
Probably not. I guess there's always an opportunity for somebody to be something we don't suspect. But again, it goes back to the fact that a lot of people just don't like.
We've got about 10 seconds, Dan. Let's come back after the top of the hour break, and we'll talk with more with Dan Blackburn. We'll be right back.
AM 1230 KPRL, 99.3 FM, KPRL.com, Paso Robles, Atascadero, Templeton.
It's 1 o'clock.